Hey, you guys. Yeah, I'm totally cheating right now. You know I'm not supposed to be back. You know I'm not, but I couldn't stay away. That is what he said. All right, so yeah, I'm here really quickly, really briefly, and I'm gonna jump right into this, shall we?
Eight, ignition sequence has started. 6, 5. 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. We have commit and we have liftoff at 2:13. The Saturn V going up to 7.6 million pounds
of thrust. You're jamming with the hottest disc jockey. Disc jockey.
Whatever.
You guys, hi! How are you? How are thou? What's up, you guys? Aw, I missed you. Did you miss me? So you know I'm totally cheating right now. Like, I'm super duper cheating. Yeah, I couldn't stay away. I love you guys. I'm gonna try to do this really briefly, but I really was compelled to come on today, seriously, because I wanted to discuss two albums that came out, I believe, Friday and Thursday. Nicki Minaj mixtape relaunched, and J. Cole's album that came out. So J. Cole's The Off Season and Nicki's Beam Me Up Scotty. And let me say this, right? J. Cole, thank you. Fucking round of applause for fucking J. Cole. It is artists like him that give me hope for hip hop. I mean, sincerely, because I be very concerned, you guys. Like, I be truly concerned about the direction that hip hop is going in, the direction it currently is in. And just like this crazy ass world, it needs a fucking shift. Like, real talk. So when artists like Kendrick Lamar and artists like J. Cole come back on the scene and bless our ears with their lyrics, it's, you know, for me, highly anticipated. And so the album straight through, I believe it's 12 tracks, if I'm not mistaken. I want to say, I think it is. It is, yeah. So my favorite so far is Pride is the Devil, My Life is Fire. I think I really like My Life because he took that chorus from, who sung that shit? My life is all I had. I don't know if that was Styles or she. I could be wrong. So often. Well, whatever. I could be wrong, you guys. Don't hold me to it, you know? But I know it's a throwback. That was somebody else's, My Life. I want to say it's Styles. No, I need to make sure I'm right. Y'all know how I do. Wait a minute. Yep, you guys, I totally was right. It is Styles. Ah, right? And Pharoah Monch was on that. So, I definitely appreciated J. Cole's version, obviously. I don't really want to play it because I don't know how, you know, it's a new song. So, you know, niggas taking down my IG and shit, you know, that type of shit. So I don't want to, you know, overstep any boundaries. So, yeah, I really appreciate this album. It's very refreshing. And it is an album that, definitely doesn't disappoint. Like, if you don't like this album, I don't know. Like, you must not like authentic bars and authentic hip hop. Because don't get me wrong, you got a lot of people who listen to hip hop today, and they're very different in their, how would I say, preference in what they want to hear in hip hop. So whereas people from my generation, we gravitate more to the realism behind lyrics or the actual craft behind being and having amazing lyricism, and being a phenomenal lyricist. It seems like today's hip hop is more focused on the beat and catchy phrases. And I'm saying, like, you can say absolutely nothing in a whole verse or a whole bar, but as long as it's like catchy, it got like a jingle or some shit to it, or the beat is like, what they call that shit, drill or what? Yeah, listen, trill, whatever the fuck they call that shit. Like, I'm, you know me, I keep it a buck all day. I'm not gonna sit here and act like I know, because that's not the type of music I listen to. I have a teenager, she'll be 18 in a couple of months, that's her wave, so she'll let me know, like, oh, this is such and such, and that's such and such. But trust, that's not what's going in the car. I'm sorry. I'm not sorry. But, yeah, that whole part. But, since we're talking about J. Cole and his phenomenal album that just released, I feel compelled to play My Life from Styles. So, yeah, let me get right to it. Shout out to Styles P.
My life. Baramanch. Ayatollah. Howie McDuffie. Holiday Styles. Double R. Rockus Records. Barrow, talk to him. Let him try to understand. Let me try. Let me try it down.
My life is all I have. My rhymes, my pen, my pen. And I'd have made it through the struggle. Don't judge me. What you say now won't budge me. Cause where I come from, so often, people you grew up with are laying in a coffin. But I'd have made it through the pain and strife. It's my time now, my world, my life, my life.
It's based on lighting blunts, loading guns, telling my lawyers to get the case gone. I need the bills that the president's got their face on, so I can switch my residence. Get a truck in the Lex, fuck a check, I no longer have to wait for them. I made a couple ends, lost a couple friends. I light a blunt cause never will a struggle end. So you could judge a nigga, but you ain't God and you ain't in the road. So you really can't budge a nigga, you ought to love a nigga. For the fact that it's my world and my life, but still I'm a rugged nigga. They say you buggin', nigga, fuck it, I'm a thuggin', nigga. You talkin' bullshit, then kick it with another nigga. I got a bigger bed, and I need a cover, nigga. And I ain't got friends, I got enemies. So if they with me, then that means they my brother, nigga.
My life is all I have. My rhymes, my pen, my pen. Yeah. And I'd have made it through the struggle, don't judge me. What you say now won't budge me. Cause where I come from, so often, people you grew up with are laying in a coffin. But I'd have made it through the pain and strife. It's my time now, my world, my life, my life.
It's a blunt to the head, prayer for the dead. Run around hustling, scared of the feds. They said death is eternal sleep. But the only thing is you ain't really sure if you prepared for the bed. So often we get murked in the head. Instead of big money, they got big mama hurting instead. My life is making it worse. But the handcuffs, the bullpens, the jail cells is making it worse. Tell mommy I don't go to the church. Tell Ock I don't go to the mosque. I blow blunts, hold guns, and I'ma be right there when the soldiers are marched. I play my part and my heart seem colder than March. But on the flip side of things, it's still warmer than June. I have talks with the Lord and he'll be calling me soon. What? And my life is all I have. My family, my niggas, my flow, my grass. What?
My life is all I have. My rhymes, my pen, my pen. And I'd have made it through the struggle, don't judge me. What you say now won't budge me. Cause where I come from, so often, people you grew up with are laying in a coffin. But I'd have made it through the pain and strife. It's my time now, my world, my life, my life. My life.
Yeah, you guys. So, moving forward. So, Nicki's album, the re-release of her 2009 mixtape, Beat Me Up, Scotty, was launched on Friday. And it featured three new tracks. There was Fractions, Seeing Green, and Crocodile Teeth, were, which, by the way, are all amazing tracks. She collaborated with Drake and Lil Wayne on Seeing Green, which is a dope-ass track. I just like the title mostly because, you know, it's the color of my hair currently. So, plus, it's mad fire lyrics in this. Like, she, you know, Nicki, I'm not surprised by Nicki's talent and her ability to always perform with excellence, right? And so, you know, if you heard me say this once, I'll say it again. You know, she's really, in my opinion, holding down rap and hip hop for females. My opinion, you guys. I don't really, and I'm not talking about the image of a quote female rapper, right? I'm talking about actually delivering, like according to my stats, right? What I would consider a female lyricist, she's the only one currently right now that's holding it. I'm sorry, not sorry. Like, if you listen to me and you feel I'm being biased, we could talk about it. But when it comes, you know, and it doesn't matter to me if you cut this album, if you made this video, I'm judging content. And a lot of times, like, I'm a harsh critique, right? So I love music. It's tatted on my chest, my nigga. Like, nobody gets points just because in my book. Like, you're gonna have to earn me giving you your due desserts. Like, yeah, if I say you fire, it's because that nigga's fire. If I don't fuck with you, I don't have to. Like, it's something about your bars or your songs that I just don't resonate with, right? So, and even with Nicki, there are some things I would like to see her do different, but that's up to Nicki, right? For what she is doing, I would say great job, right? I don't, you know, maybe some new rappers need to come out, you know, new female rappers, like, because what's here it ain't hitting for me. Like, I don't know. I love bars. Like, I like substance. This is why I'm a battle rap fiend. Like, I need to hear bars over everything. I don't give a fuck what you look like. I don't give a fuck how much your pussy squirt in. Come on. Like, really? I don't know. Maybe it's because it's the kind of woman that I am, that things like that are not impressive to me. Like, I don't want to hear a whole song about your money and your pussy doing this and and yes, because I hear somebody like, well, Nicki talk about that shit too. She has, right? But she's versatile. That's not the only thing she talks about. There's some female artists where they don't talk about anything other than sex, promiscuous behavior, drugs. Like, I don't want to hear that shit all day, bitch. Like, what? Then you wonder why the youth is so stagnant. But anyhow, shout out to Nicki for an amazing relaunching, or re-releasing, I should say, of this 2009 mixtape. If you haven't heard it already, I encourage you to do so. It's dope. What else is there to say? It's fucking fire. So shout out to you, Nicki. Yeah, and moving forward from that, just to update you guys, but before I even give you an update, because there's some countries that I haven't been on for a while, so I want to definitely shout out some countries that have joined the team. I'm not sure if I shouted you guys out before, but if I did, shit, here it goes again. If not, you know, here's the respect that I want to give to you for listening to me. So I definitely want to shout out, I might be up to speed. I think I am. I think the last countries I discussed that was following me was Netherlands, Austria, Kenya, Thailand, Bangkok, that is, and Greece. So to those following countries, I thank you sincerely. definitely appreciate you taking the time to hear what I got to say. And give me about June. I'll do the proper shouting out and all that other good shit. Because I'm not really even supposed to be here, you guys. Somebody's like, the LSAT. Yes, I'm still studying, you guys. Honestly, I had took like a break after I came back from Miami. A lot of shit is just going on. My trip to Miami was like really fucking weird. I had a great time. I always have a great time. I'm the party. But the individual that I went out there with was just... yeah. Lost for words. Real talk. I'm lost for words. I'll just say that. Like, the people that accompanied me on this trip did the very fucking most. And yeah, there's no words for it. It's just plain fuckery. But we're going to leave that where it was at in the past. And you know my slogan, moving forward. But Miami was dope. Looking forward to going back out there. And now I'm back into the swing of things and got to really buckle down into getting prepped for the LSAT in June. So you guys keep me in prayer that I get a kick-ass score and, you know, I can keep doing what it is that I do in terms of setting goals and accomplishing them. I haven't really been keeping my ear to the hip-hop streets, to the music, because I've been studying. And I've been going through some personal things too, you guys. I'll get into it in another episode. But, you know, just know sometimes you could love somebody, family, friends, and, you know, relationship-wise. And sometimes it's not enough for them to be a better version of themselves. You know what I mean? So I'm gonna just cap it right there. But otherwise, I've been doing great. Heavenly graduates June 25th. That's right, my baby graduates from high school. I am so proud of her. That's right, I got a high schooler getting ready to graduate. And I'm super proud of her. So I know you're going to hear this. Heavenly Mommy loves you so much. And you keep elevating and shining like the star that you are. So, yeah, the world is literally your oyster. You see what Mommy did and continues to do. So I know you can go so much further than me. So, yeah. Let them know. You here now. But, yeah. So I really just want to come and let you guys know to... If you had to, to let you know that, you guys know, yeah, it's so real with me, like, whatevs, right? No, I really wanted you guys to know that you should check out those albums if you haven't already. And it's probably other albums you should check out as well. But those are the two that I checked out and was greatly pleased with what I heard. So, that being said, you guys, I'm going to get back to my studying. Because it looks like my Saturday is going to be consisting of just that. So, yeah, you know, go hard or go home. You know what it is. So, until then, you guys, Cole loves you. Later, you guys.